previously on Corporate Homing.
Becoming the Ritz Carlton of your field.
You have to create a criteria for behavior.
Make it as easy for the client as possible.
You are in the customer service business.
It's not about you, it's about the client.
On today's episode of Corporate Homing.
Recognizing false profits in business.
Your career is nowhere where I'd like for my career to be. You can recognize false profits when there's a lot of turnover.
A bald man can't sell me no hair tonic.
Hey, homies.
What's up, homies? Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woo, woo.
I'm not going to whoop after you shame me this episode.
It's all good.
I'm going to leave my whoop alone. I like this topic today. This came straight from a faithful listener of the podcast, and they wanted to talk about recognizing false profits in business. Basically, how to know if someone is an actual trusted advisor giving you good advice, or if they are, you know, someone that you shouldn't take their advice. And so I thought that was a really good topic, an interesting topic. And so
not only do I think it's interesting, but it could have different spins. Sometimes people think they're giving you really good advice that is actually hurting your career, and then sometimes it's actually somebody that you can't trust that's giving you advice to hurt your career. Either one of them has the same impact on your career. It's not going anywhere positive.
Right, so CLM.
Yeah, career limiting moves, for the reminder for the homies.
Right. So I guess I'll just get started. My first tip about how to recognize a false profit is the person is not qualified. So, you know, our granddaddy used to say all the time, a bald man can't sell me no hair tonic.
Nope,
so
thank you.
So you have someone who's not a vice president telling you how to get promoted. You have someone who is, never transferred jobs, giving you advice on how to position yourself to be transferred. You have someone who's never had, this is a true life story. I remember I had a friend who had never had a difficult relationship with an advisor. But she always had advice for people, and would often start with this phrase, can I give you a different perspective? And you would think,
no,
I don't want your perspective. You and your boss get along like two peas in a pod.
Because your perspective is not based in, it's not steeped
yes,
in experience.
And so, yes, you need to make sure that the person is qualified. They could be qualified to do something else, right? They could be a partner in a law firm, but that does not mean that they are qualified to give you advice about being promoted in-house. So make sure the person is qualified to give you the advice that they are giving you on the topic.
I love that, because I actually have had people try to give me advice on things to do with my career, and I think your career is nowhere where I'd like for my career to be.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Like, I remember actually thinking to myself, you don't play well with others, and I don't want that reputation. So no, I'm not going to take your advice in this category.
Right. I'm good, love.
Because this involves
I'm good
people.
Love.
Right. Y'all go ahead.
I'm good, love, and joy.
Yes. Yeah. So my first point or second point is, did they get there fairly? Maybe they have the position that you want, but they didn't. They cut corners. They're willing to do unethical things. They will throw somebody under the bus. Like, and if you don't care how you get there, then listen to them. But if you want to get there fair and square, if you want to get there and be respected and not have the rumor mill on overload, because trust and believe, people who don't get there fairly, it is discussed. So, like, did they get there fairly?
Yeah,
is one of the things
I like
that I would ask myself.
Did they cut corners? Or not cut corners, are they just one of those people that they will do anything to win?
Anything.
And there's no limits. And so, unless you are no limit soldier,
we no limit soldiers. Big soldier.
You probably should not take their advice, because it might not be in bounds. Oh, right. I like that. That's right. That takes me to another point that I actually didn't have on my list, but I'm going to go ahead and share, is like, did they go through the process that you went through? Because sometimes, like, I see this a lot when people are trying to give people advice about making partner. They often left their firm before they made partner, or they cut a deal making partner
as they transferred to another firm somewhere.
But they never had to actually
be voted upon,
and so they really don't know that process. And so it's the same thing. And so it's not unscrupulous, and sometimes it's very savvy, but it's just not the process that you're going to endure.
Right. It's like being appointed to the governor to an elected position versus running for that.
Right, office. And then trying to tell
and
somebody,
then trying to tell
how,
somebody
to
else how to win a race. Right. Right. No, dog. Yeah. You didn't run.
You never ran. The people have never voted for you.
Right. I like that. I like that. My next point about, you know, recognizing, you know, people that you shouldn't take advice from is are they open to you asking questions? Because what I found is that when people give you advice and you have a question, well, what about this or how about that? They're not annoyed by it, right? They find questions, honest, people who are dealing in honest dealings, they are open to questions because they're not hiding anything, or they did go the same route that you went. So they don't mind you saying, Well, how did you do that? Or how did you manage to get enough votes? Or, you know, like to use your example about going to be voted upon. So untrustworthy people or people that you should not be listening to, false prophets, however you want to say, they don't typically like questions.
That was my next point is I was going to say false prophets tend to do more talking than listening before they give you the advice. And so it's basically very similar to what you're saying, except for I was going to say they make a lot of generalizations. They don't know all the facts. They're not trying to learn all the facts because they've already got the advice for you without knowing your actual situation. And so while it could be great advice in general, it doesn't apply to you because they haven't taken the time to figure out what's going on. And so I think before someone can really give you wise or sage counsel, they need to know the facts, which, like you said, they need to answer some questions. Here, have you ask some questions. They get some information. But if they have the answer within 2 seconds of the conversation, it's probably not good advice.
Right. Which my point was, be wary of people who move too quickly, right? And they have the best opportunity for your career, and you need to make a decision
tomorrow.
6 o'clock to deed. And you think, well, wait a minute, I haven't prayed about it. I haven't talked to my family and friends. And I've actually had this happen to me in my career. It was like, I went to a meeting at 8 a.m. and they were like, we need to know by 5 o'clock this evening. And I said, hey, that's not enough time for me to discuss with my family. And then the man actually said to me, was like, I thought you were divorced. And I was like, yeah, not coming to work for you. I can give you your no
right now.
Right. Because we don't even have the same definition of family.
Right. And also, like, I need a moment before I talk to anybody. Right. So that I can be thoughtful and deliberate. And one of the things I have gotten way more clear about, especially as I've gotten older, that I need to have a sense of what I want to do about something before I discuss it with anybody else, before I start taking in the advice of other people. And so that's a good point. Somebody that's rushing you, they're putting, you know, the advice out and you've got to follow it now. And you think, well, as Big Mama would say, will your advice not keep? Will it not still be good advice in 3 days? Will it still not be good advice on Friday?
Right. I mean, that's why three card Monty works, right? Because it's moving fast. Choose. Moving fast. Go. Choose. I mean, like, right. So you need to be very, very weary of that. People who are asking you to move too quickly.
My next one is you can always recognize a false prophet because they're usually giving you advice and making decisions on emotion. Maybe it's all kind of, you know, wrapped up in one, but they are concentrating on the feel good of it or your ego. So they're the ones saying, you know, oh girl, you would be the vice president or brother. You're gonna have 14 people reporting to you, bruh. If 14 people report to you, so they're not that's asking you to make a decision on emotion, on feeling, not, well, you know, bro, the reason why I think this is a good thing for you is because you haven't had any direct reports. You're going to need direct reports.
It's going to enhance your leadership skills.
To get to your leadership skills, because you're ultimately trying. That's not emotion, but just like, you're going to be the man. Boy, everybody's going to be calling your name. Boy, when you change your LinkedIn, you know, the haters go. That's emotion. That's not. And so to me, that's usually a very good sign that you're probably dealing with a false prophet and not a trusted advisor.
I love that. I joke that those are the credit requests where we get, and they're like, they speak six languages, they teach Sunday school. You're like, they don't cash flow.
Right. They're not making money, though. But they seem real nice, though.
Right. Or like, oh, you're going to live in this city. It's like, it doesn't matter how cool the city is if I'm going to hate my job. What about the culture of the department that I'm going to? What about the responsibilities that I'm going to have? I also say you can always tell false prophets because they don't have a long track record. They're moving positions like every two. So one of my favorites was, I'm trying to choose my words carefully here, but if somebody's supposed to be, say, training lawyers to make partner, they have a consulting business that they do this. But everybody that made partner, like you said, actually bought in through
an
acquisition.
They don't have it.
It doesn't work. So if somebody's supposed to be training entrepreneurs to become entrepreneurs, leave corporate and become entrepreneurs, they don't have any people who graduated from their program whose businesses are 3 years old, 5 years old, 7 years old. That's probably not the place that you want to be spending your time.
Right, it's like a trainer with
no. There's no track record.
There's no track record. And all their pictures are from people from 4 years ago. Who lost weight this year?
Who lost weight this year? Not the people who lost weight in 2009.
And if the people lost weight in 2009, can you show me a picture in 2019 where that's been sustained? Right, where they are sustaining the weight loss, where you did your thing. And I think that's a really good point. Like, you need to look at history, track records. And like you said, I'm also weary of people that they have all the advice for you to take risk and they've never taken a risk. So they have...
Take some risk,
so they're literally asking you to step out, do this thing. It's time for you to make a money move, but they've never made not one money move.
I don't dance now, I make money moves.
They haven't moved across town.
That's right, in their 15-year career. They've been at the same place doing the same thing, and they don't enjoy it, or they don't want to, but they have all this advice for you. My next point is, and this, I guess, is maybe a little bit redundant, but the advice is usually process-driven or outcome. I mean, it's outcome-driven, but not about the process. So they're just like, oh, but you're going to make more money. Not worried about, I'm going to make more money, but I have another hour commute. I have a such and such. I have a this. I have a that. They're not worried about any of the process in connection with it. They're just worried about
I got an hour commute, and I have to be at my desk at 7 a.m.
Right. And they said typically people go home at 6 p.m. So we're talking about a 12-hour day. So you're like, well, wait a minute. Am I going to really be making more money? But they're not concerned about the process. They're just like, did you see the number? They're just concerned with the outcome. And so I think that's a thing.
Right. I also think you can recognize false prophets when there's a lot of turnover within their department, within their organization. So they can't keep direct reports. They can't keep assistants. They can't keep coworkers. And that says to me that there's a culture issue, and there's probably either a culture of an issue of trust. There's an issue of honesty. There's an issue of lack of information. There's something. And anytime you see somebody that it seems like they are amazing and they are churning and burning people, something's wrong.
Absolutely. There is something missing. Get down on it and figure out what that is. My last point is your gut just says no.
That's
like,
real.
Like, all of it seems to line up, but there's something in your spirit and your gut that just is like, I don't know. I believe them. And I just think that there is you know, that's when you need to have, you know, that's why you need the squad and another board of directors to go. But if sometimes if your gut is just off, and I'm not talking about you're afraid, I'm saying something about their advice, their counsel is making you
rubbing you the wrong way.
It's uncomfortable. Right. Not just like I, like me, like I know I'm sort of risk averse and they're asking me to take a risk and that's just making me uncomfortable. Not that, but like there's something in your gut that just says, no, abort, 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 get out of this situation.
Right. I like that. There's trust your gut. When in doubt, trust your gut.
Trust your gut. So this was just a quick episode to talk. I thought it was a great topic. This is why we love getting topics from the homies. If you have a topic that you want covered, please reach out. Send us an email at questions@corporatehomie.com or shoot us a note in our DMs on social media because we take topics from there as well.
Right. And you can find us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Corporate Homie, HOMIE. And if you found this episode to be helpful, please drop us a 5-star review and let us know what you think so we can keep putting out this good content. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
The All of You Get You a Twin. Get you another homie.